French toast is your best answer. And it's my best answer, too, because I stole it. Fuck these hoes, bro.
Fuck these hoes. That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Welcome.
We got a thing to read first.
It's been a minute.
We said we were going to talk right at the tip top last time we talked
about this. Just because you made a claim doesn't mean I have to abide by it, you know?
Okay.
We're the podcast. This is why you're wrong. It's been a couple weeks.
You've been busy doing other stuff.
Yeah.
Living life.
I mean, this podcast is just...
It's for us.
Yeah.
And we wanted to do it now.
And
instead
my
of 2 weeks ago.
And your mom. And, hey, and like a handful of our friends. So
shout
thank
out.
You.
Tammy.
She still has an email.
I know, I'm about to read it. Okay. Hands on hands is giving me the floor.
Yeah, well, they can't see him gesture.
Wildly.
Insanely.
Heinously.
How dare you flip him off all of a sudden?
It's
out of the blue.
It's a terrible way to get someone's attention.
That's not true at all. That gets
Hi.
Someone's attention
wow,
right away.
Now you're going to talk through all
of Fuck off. Fuck off.
This is from Big Tam Dog. Hi. Still thinks y'all's podcast is funny as hell. Love the episode about spices. By the way, cinnamon is a major ingredient in Caribbean food, as well as Middle Eastern and other Mediterranean food. It is even used in spaghetti sauces. Also, here's my trad list. Trad is in quotations. Cumin, ginger, pepper, white or black, nutmeg. See my commentary about cinnamon. Cloves. See my commentary about cinnamon. Oregano. Chinese five spice. Cumin again.
Wait, why does she...
Why does she have cinnamon on there
and
cumin
and
on there
cumin
twice?
On there twice.
This is basil.
Wait, how many things are on this list?
There's 10. There's 8, technically. Garam masala. Marasala? Yeah. That's a real thing. Just the smell of the Chinese five spice and garam masala makes my mouth water. They are excellent on pork chops and chicken. Just as an aside, Capri Sun sucks. I never had those non-nutritious things in the house.
That's
where
so
Liz
true.
Got those fake fruity waters. I have no idea. Oh, and Liam makes $15.25 an hour with a 401k, and he gets full-time benefits. I'll keep emailing. You guys keep making these amazing podcasts.
Thank you, Tammy.
Shout out, Tammy.
Why you guys cinnamon on there? Why you got cumin on there twice?
Crazy. Absolutely insane.
I mean, I like your spice list. It's very similar to mine.
It's very trad.
Very trad. I mean, the last two weren't, but...
No.
That's okay.
Are you guys ready to have a totally not trad dehydrated foods list?
Yeah. I don't know.
I
went... Half of mine are trad.
So...
I've got...
My number 10, I feel like it was a fever dream when I put it on my list, so we'll see. I looked at it today after like a week and a half, and I'm like, what the fuck is this doing here? And then I had to Google it, because I forgot what it was.
I've got a few on here that I'm just like, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense, yeah. I put those on there for a reason.
If you had a brand that sold exclusively dehydrated foods, what would you call it?
Used to be wet.
Suck me dry. And you bring your own food to be dehydrated.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so
it's
you're a dehydrating company.
It's a dehydrating company.
That's
so, like,
cool.
We don't have... We might sell some, like some dehydrated foods,
sure.
But it's like a BYO...
You got used to be wet on the shelves, though, for sure.
Bring your own food. Gross.
And Nathana, yours? Your dehydration company?
It's preservation.
Preservation? That's lame.
I've been listening to...
That's
a science. I've been listening to Mistborn,
sure.
So like...
Sure.
But...
Who went first last time?
It was probably me.
No, that's probably not true. It was probably me, because I complained about going not first for the last few ones.
You always complain when you have to go first. You have never complained. I had to go last, that it was awful. Never.
I'll forget I get to go last.
Alright, I'll go first, since my number 10 is crazy. It's a bouillon cube.
I thought, okay, I'm
Wait,
glad you got that on there.
Dehydrated bouillon cube, or the
bouillon
cube
is dehydrated. Yeah,
yeah.
Oh,
I
thought you meant like extra, like
no,
dehydrated.
No, no.
I was like,
no,
what
it's
the
extra,
purpose
it's extra.
Of that?
It's an extra, you know, it's
okay.
not a.
Yeah, I like that. It's better than my number 10.
My number 10 is sun-dried tomatoes.
I don't like sun-dried.
I didn't think about sun-dried. I like sun-dried tomatoes.
They're good.
Nah, I don't like the texture of them. Like, it's just like the outer skin gets like this weird like crunchy chewy texture. Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like it. It's not even like leathery. It's like some fruit, of it's sharp.
Like fruit jerky.
Yeah, but gross. Because sun-dried tomatoes, it's like any moisture that's in it. You like eat it, right? And then like you're just chewing on it's sure. like, chewing on little bits. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it happens in like spaghetti sauce where you just get some of
the skin of the tomato
and you're just chewing on it. I don't like that texture in sun-dried tomatoes.
Reasonable.
Didn't make the list. My number 10 is sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut's gross.
Gross.
But it's dehydrated
sauerkraut. Gross.
That sounds even worse.
What?
Honestly? What do you put? That's kimchi.
You are a terrorist.
No, it isn't.
You're a terrorist.
I don't know why it's on
that's
my list.
That's insane.
It's on my list, though.
What would you put that on?
I don't know. But I read, like, briefly right before we started that it's a really good snack.
Fuck that.
For what? Fish?
No, you just eat it. Trail mix. You don't want dehydrated sauerkraut as a trail mix?
No!
That's fish food.
It is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You don't even like sauerkraut, do
No,
you?
It's dog shit.
No, you're not putting... put a sauerkraut on my fucking glizzy. I'm gonna shoot you with my glizzy.
A different glizzy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like sauerkraut in general. I would try dehydrated sauerkraut, absolutely. I've never had it.
My number 9, it's oatmeal.
That's too low, slightly.
Okay, slightly I like oatmeal. I don't eat oatmeal enough for it to be any higher than number 9. Like...
You get a dehydrated dinosaur in those, though, dog. They come out of the legs. They're great.
Oatmeal's overrated.
I like oatmeal.
Oatmeal's all fine. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm probably not going to go order it at a restaurant. Yeah,
why would you?
Yeah.
Because, like,
why would you?
Go to a breakfast restaurant and you order the fucking oatmeal?
That's like ordering a parfait.
I'm going to
call
the waiter over to the side and be like, I got to go. I'll pay for it, but I'm not going to watch this fucking oatmeal. It's just not my...
If he orders it?
Anyone. If I'm at a breakfast restaurant and you get oatmeal, no.
Is that more of a red flag than dried sauerkraut?
No.
I'm not going to put myself in a situation where dried sauerkraut is on the menu, you know?
I've never in my life seen it on a menu. I don't think it exists outside of people's homes. Like, you own a fucking homestead and you're like, oh, I'm going to try dehydrating everything.
I pickled all this sauerkraut. I never eat sauerkraut. Let's try it dehydrated and never eat that now, too.
So at my place of business, suck me dry. If you bring in sauerkraut, I gotta turn you away.
Sure.
It's like a cake store and you're gay, right? Like, I'm turning you away. No. We don't serve your kind here.
No sauerkraut. Suck me dry. Absolutely not. My number 9 is instant ramen.
Okay. That's on the short list.
I didn't even think about
that.
That was
my
kind
number
of stuff.
11.
I feel like that's just dried noodles. That's
yeah, just dried. Yeah, dehydrated.
It's dehydrated noodles.
It has the moisture sucked right out of it.
Mm-hmm.
It is sucked dry, Liz.
Absolutely.
It's sucked dry.
I didn't think about it.
Yep.
Like that.
Well, get fucked.
I didn't think outside the box about this kind of stuff, like a fucking bouillon cube.
Yeah, bouillon cubes. That's even, I think, closer to the box.
No, that's just seasoning that they crammed into a tiny cube.
It's just dehydrated, like chicken stock.
Yeah,
it's just
crazy.
It's just dehydrated, which is a liquid,
it's
so
a
like meats,
it's
concentrated
just seasoning.
If the
that
meats
they put
turned
in
into liquids,
cube.
turned back into a solid.
Yeah, uh huh.
It's crazy.
That's ridiculous.
What's your number 9, Liz?
Pickle chips. Yeah, dehydrated pickle chips.
That doesn't sound horrible.
Like potato chips, but like...
I like fried pickles, but I don't like
pickles. I do like fried
pickles. I don't like pickles on
anything. Pickles
are good. Pickles are good.
I like fried pickles.
Dehydrated pickle chips were described as like potato chips, but...
Dill is a tasty flavor.
Yeah. Dill vinegar, yeah.
Dill itself is not, but dill pickles are.
Can't put pickles on a sandwich.
Dill's a good flavor.
It'll fuck up a...
We put it in our chicken salad.
I fuck up a burger.
I don't like it, though, like, in mass. Like, chicken salad, it's very...
Sure, yeah. It's
very mild.
It's a strong flavor,
so
you...
Just like dill pickles are fine.
Yeah.
But it's more of the brine I like.
No, you can't have pickles on a sandwich. It'll soggy up the bread. It's gross.
It depends on the
I'm not putting... I'm not getting my chicken Chick-fil-A with the pickles on it because
no,
it makes the bread soggy. But like, if I have a sandwich, if I'm making myself a sandwich,
sure,
and I'm gonna eat it right now, yeah, I'm gonna put those pickles on there. Absolutely.
Well, some pickles are like, I mean, old pickles. It's like tomatoes, yeah. Old pickles.
Yeah, I don't want tomatoes like really either because they'll like
they get too wet,
soggy the bread. Yeah,
too wet.
My number eight, maybe it's kind of low, but it's. So it's beef jerky.
That's way, that is so, criminally low.
It's because
really way too low.
It's because if I go to like anywhere and I purchase beef jerky, it's dog shit. Like it's like 12. It's like $12 for like. So I'm talking about like if I go to like Target,
like a gas station,
like a gas station,
yeah.
Or like Safeway or Kroger, whatever. I go, it's like $12 for the tiny ass bag, and like it's shitty.
Mm.
It's equivalent to Slim Jims, and all of that's just like pretty low.
Reasonable.
You have to spend so much money
to
get good beef jerky that I may as well just buy regular ass meat.
And try and dehydrate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're talking about the masses. We're talking about like beef jerky objectively is very good.
Knocking it for the price is reasonable. Putting it this low is criminal, I think.
I agree. That's way too low.
Beef jerky's a top five.
Beef jerky's
a top five dehydrated thing.
Nah. Good as shit.
That was your number eight?
Yeah, it could have been number... It could have been number seven. I don't think it could beat my top six.
Okay, we'll keep you to that. My number eight's oatmeal. It's good.
Sure.
I like oatmeal.
Sure. That sucks.
Suck me dry.
What a great...
Oatmeal goes the opposite, too, where, like, you wet it, it's, like, worse than cereal. You wet it, and you gotta eat it really fast, or else it turns into, like, the mushiest, most disgusting shit I've ever tasted. It's like...
No, I just like thick oatmeal.
You like thick oatmeal.
Thick oatmeal, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You like...
Wait, like super hydrated oatmeal?
No, like there's little water in it.
Little water.
It's thick. It's pretty dry.
As...
Man. Would that make it thick? I don't
know. Yeah, it's thicker.
Yeah,
it's thicker. Harder. Like, it's not... Because it's not runny.
Like,
it would be runny if there's a lot of
liquid.
I mean,
like, the actual grains are, like, puffed up and expanded.
I'm talking about the...
I was originally talking first, so I'm describing what I am talking about when I say...
Gross-ass oatmeal?
Gross-ass oatmeal.
Sure.
Reasonable. Like, cereal.
Sure.
You know, you put the
like
wets
milk.
In there, yeah. And then your cereal gets, like, mushy.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing that happens with oatmeal. You gotta eat it really fast.
You gotta ruin yourself.
Even if it's thick, it's still
How would oatmeal
mushy.
Be with oat milk? That's just...
Too many oats.
Yeah.
Far too many oats.
You fucking hipster.
Gross.
You can have
your breakfast.
Question,
you
can
have your breakfast oats in that
harvested humanely?
Mason jar.
What does that mean?
I shot the immigrant who harvested
was it,
the oats.
Did it harvested by slaves?
Yeah.
Is that humanely?
Or,
no.
Or were the oats mistreated in the milking of them?
Yeah.
I beat the fuck out of those milk.
Nothing was harmed in
oats?
The making of the
oats.
Yeah, who the fuck cares?
And the harvesting of the oats.
Oats aren't alive. They're dead.
Oats
They're
absolutely
not dead.
Were alive.
They're seeds.
So.
Aren't they? What are the oats?
They're grains.
They're grains.
Yeah, but what...
It's a grass.
It's from
I
a
think.
Seed, yes. It's from a seed.
Yeah.
But is it grass?
But it's alive.
Is oats grass?
You know why it's nutritious? Plant fact.
Plant fact.
It's nutritious because all of those nutrients are to feed the embryo that's inside that seed so that it can become a plant.
It can become
Yeah, it doesn't growth. Sound doesn't sound like it was fully birthed yet, so it's not alive.
When it was connected to the plant?
Get the chicken? Are you talking about eggs right now?
Yeah, I'll eat the egg.
I'll eat the oat egg. Yeah, mm-hmm. You can have
yeah.
absolutely.
The happily, oat egg.
Happily eat the oat egg.
Okay, you got me. The oat, the oat attached to the plant is not quite yet alive.
Gotcha.
I gotta stick to one, right? Like, I can't, like...
Take that, liberals.
Wait, no, it's the opposite. I'm agreeing with the opposite.
I don't care. Fuck them both.
Fuck them both.
My number seven is banana chips. I like banana chips.
I'm surprised
that's
number
pretty low.
Seven. Wait.
For me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like banana chips.
I didn't give
my
number eight.
Oh, we skipped you.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about oatmeal. I thought it was you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That was you. Orange peels.
Candied orange peels are really good.
They're really
sure.
good.
I haven't had those.
Yeah, you fucking dehydrate them. Ooh, you cover them with chocolate.
Sugar, chocolate. They get, they're really good.
They're really good. Yeah.
My number seven, banana chips. I like bananas quite a bit. Banana chips are like a really good snack, I think. But they're...
Gross.
That's fine. Like I said, I think my top six is like
lock.
The, yeah, uh-huh. There's one that I could see Steven just not having on his list, but, like, the rest of them, I feel, are pretty solid.
How many types of beef, or how many types of meat jerky do you have on yours? Just one?
I have the one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have yours broken up?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was just trying to figure out what your top list would be.
I mean, edible jellyfish, that's not really a meat.
What? Yeah. Is that your number seven?
Yeah, it's my number seven.
Edible jellyfish?
You ever had that?
No.
Dehydrated?
That's why it's on here. It looks fucking crazy.
They're like 99% water. How the fuck do you dehydrate a jellyfish?
I'm sucked them dry.
That's a red flag. Someone comes into my place of business and says, here's a fucking jellyfish.
Yeah, do you dehydrate anything? If they bring you a shark, are you going to dehydrate that for them?
Oh, I dehydrate a shark, yeah.
That'd be cool.
Jellyfish? That just doesn't compute. I don't understand.
No, I'm saying, like, you're not supposed to eat sharks. Or is that not on the banned things if you're not supposed to kill and eat?
You're not supposed to over-harvest sharks because shark fin soup is really popular and so they were being over-harvested.
That's a dehydrated jellyfish.
That is the most insane thing I've ever
seen. Yeah, it's really weird. They look like pork rinds.
They do.
But they're jellyfish.
Gross.
Yeah.
That looks hideous.
It's weird.
But, like, what does it taste like? It looks like like a wafer. Like a
fish. Probably fish.
Fishy.
X thing. You Salty. Know? Like that stuff you put in ramen.
Jellyfish jelly.
Jellyfish jelly.
Mm.
It's not just a sandwich.
My number seven is onions. You do the regular onion. You could do the onion skin and make onion powder out of it, because that's how you make onion powder.
Dehydrated onions. I mean,
what is a dehydrated onion?
Like an onion chip?
You take an onion.
An onion chip?
And then you suck all the moisture out of it.
Yeah. I bet it'd be super.
I've never had it. I've never had it except for the seasoning.
Have you ever had like the crispy onions? Just imagine that instead of battering and frying them,
those are the worst kind of onions though.
Oh, you're crazy.
Those
are good.
They're great as like a topping.
I would much rather just have like regular ass raw ass onion.
Yeah, because you're a freak.
I like onions in all forms. Okay, I'm not as judgmental as you.
I'm not
prejudiced against my onions.
I'm not a raw onion guy.
Unless it's
like green onions or shit like that. That's fine.
Great.
Chives, shit like that. Fine.
You need to try leeks.
Leeks are really good.
Oh, you do like leeks?
Yeah, fuck yeah, dog. Leeks are great.
Who told me they never tried leeks before?
Is it my number six?
Mm-hmm.
It's pasta.
Pasta
is my number six. We went after
ramen. I'm like, pasta doesn't exist anymore. It's just ramen.
I like pasta a lot. Like,
yeah,
pasta. So good. Yeah, it's reasonable. Just yeah,
reasonable.
Pasta's great.
How do they dehydrate pasta?
I mean,
like, I thought they just let it harden.
I watched like a fucking 7-part series about this dude trying to make his own dry pasta at his house, and you make the fresh pasta, and then you cycle it through a big old machine, and it blows hot air through it.
Okay.
You can't dry it
out. It's more so dried than dehydrated, but it does lose all of the moisture, so I figured it counted.
Well, that's how it does count, yeah, but, like, that's how I imagine, like, half of these, right? Is that they're not dehydrated, like, they're sucking the water out, it's that they're blowing hot air on it to get the moisture out.
Yeah, most of these. Like, sun-dried, that's...
Sun-dried, not yeah. Yeah.
We're not gonna... I'm not going to be that pedantic. Like, there's no astronaut food.
I just didn't think about
or
it.
Or MREs or stuff like that. It's
yeah, because that's not good.
No.
No astronaut food.
MREs. You're not eating trail rations because, you know.
Would you eat astronaut food over dried sauerkraut?
Yeah.
Probably. maybe. It's like a paste lots of times, so yeah, I don't know.
Nasty.
I don't want to eat a paste that's supposed to be, you know.
That was Something your number else. Six. My number six is katsuo bushi. This is the stuff you put in ramen. It's like dehydrated fish flake.
Wait, the Naruto?
No, not the rice cake. It's this shit.
No, the Naruto's the fish cake.
Yeah.
With the spiral on it.
That stuff. It's bouillon, but fish.
Oh, okay.
Basically.
It looks like a fish skin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sure. My next one is garlic. See, onion, for the same reason.
I mean, yeah. Garlic chips? Garlic chips. That's
garlic chips?
Yeah. Hell yeah, brother.
Would you eat a garlic chip?
Oh, crispy garlic chips covered in fucking olive oil.
Garlic's we got them.
Hell yeah.
Garlic's good. I would try it, but like, I'm just, that's crazy. what is number five?
Mm-hmm.
Beans.
Beans.
But I got specifically garbanzo beans because I'm a big
I like beans.
Believer in garbanzo beans at this point. So yeah, beans.
See, maybe that's the direction I went with my list. I'm thinking about dehydrated foods I would eat dehydrated, and y'all are picking shit that you're just storing it dehydrated.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to eat pasta dehydrated. You're not going to eat beans that are dehydrated, John.
Yeah, I am. What are you talking about?
You're going to re-wet them. You're not
going to
eat hard ass.
Yeah,
that's what I mean.
Yeah, they've been dehydrated.
Oh, okay. My God. So
I have a mixture of both. I have a mixture of both. But mainly mine have been, now that I'm looking at my list again for the first time in 3 weeks, mine are like sun-dried or stuff you eat that has been dried.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They were wet, and now they're dry, then you re-wet them.
Yeah. Some of these you got to re-wet.
Yeah, I'm re-wetting them. That's fine. But I would eat, if I needed to, I would eat a box of pasta unwetted.
I did that when I was a kid.
Yeah.
It was fine.
It's just crunchy as hell.
It's just crunchy and gets stuck in your teeth.
You're like one of those people that eat bricks. Like, you have like some kind of mineral
bricks.
Deficiency.
Bricks?
Yeah.
Nah, just pasta.
Yeah, pasta.
No, you like pasta. The kids who ate like rocks and like dried pasta.
I didn't eat rocks.
Have mineral deficiency.
Didn't eat
what
rocks, didn't eat glue.
What the fuck are you talking
about?
Paint.
It was only...
Glue was the other one.
I didn't know any. Didn't know any glue eaters.
I did.
That's funny.
I did. Oh, I also knew paper eaters.
I knew a lot
just,
of
like,
paper
take
eaters.
The paper and roll into a ball and chew
Gen
on
Gen
it.
Gen Z paper. Shout out that kid.
Gens.
Oh, ridiculous name.
I like Gens. That's a weird name.
What was your number five?
I'm about to give it.
Okay.
Chili's de Arbol.
Sure.
They're really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's the stuff you put in General Tso's chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking spicy as hell.
I like General Tso's chicken.
I also like...
But it's so boring. Every time you order, like, the Kung Pao, and they're like, look at all these fucking vegetables, and it's spicy and tasty. You get the General Tso's, it's only spicy and chicken, and you get nothing else.
Yeah.
No vegetables for you.
Sometimes you get broccoli. Sometimes.
Sometimes, but, like, it's so base.
Yeah.
Give me more vegetables, and I'll eat the General Tso's
I like General Tso's. It's hot. It's spicy.
It is.
It's good.
My number five is French toast.
That's a really good one.
It basically makes Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal. That's basically what it is.
French toast?
Done.
That's a really good one.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Wow. Damn. I kind of want to replace astronaut ice cream with French toast now.
That's really good. Astronaut ice cream?
Yeah, astronaut ice cream.
Oh,
good.
Sure. It's just like freeze-dried ice cream.
Freeze-dried ice cream, yeah.
Oh.
They suck all the stuff out of it. It's not Dippin' Dots.
Is that your number four?
Yeah, I'll let French toast is my number four. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
French toast is good.
That's a good one.
My number four, it's nuts. And I will eat these dried.
Okay.
Still.
Wait a second.
My number four is nuts.
Wait a second.
We're going to go specifically with hazelnuts.
Wait a second.
I've been on a big hazelnut binge.
Wait a second.
So,
I mean, you're technically right because there are nuts you can't eat. Undehydrated because they'll kill you.
Like what?
Cashews. Cashews are poisonous until they're cooked.
Cashews aren't
It's a nut.
They are a true nut. Yeah,
it's a tree
true
nut.
That's true.
They look fucking crazy too.
They do. They're just dicks off of another nut.
It's weird.
Off of a fruit.
Killer.
But he didn't say cashews. He said hazelnuts.
I like hazelnuts. Yeah,
hazelnuts are good.
I like hazelnuts a whole lot.
I don't know. That one's.
It's hard.
That one is not.
It's,
I would never in my life classify that as
a
dehydrated
wet on
food.
The tree?
No.
Do they have to be cooked before you eat them?
Look, most of these nuts are in like a fruit, right?
Mm-hmm.
By the time you're able to like break them open, like that's
they
the whole point is that they break open, dry out, and then they're harvestable.
That sounds pretty
good. Dry them out. Dry them out.
They dry out.
Sucked them dry.
I mean, it's not necessary.
See,
though.
You were. See, I was gonna back up. I was gonna be like, okay, I'll take cashew, whatever. And then you used the term dry out.
I know.
And now we're there. I got you.
No. I'm working my way through it.
Yeah,
because,
I know
like,
you
it's
are.
Just it's no. It's not. It's not the same. You know that. You know that
care.
Deep down. You
I don't
know
care.
Deep down.
Peanuts.
You're trying to cheat the system, John. There's so many other things.
Yeah, nuts. Nuts are my number four.
I'm on side cheat the system.
My number four is nuts. I've been. The hazelnut flavor is really good. I have it in my coffee. Very tasty. I've been getting pasta dishes, and they have hazelnuts in them, and hoo boy, are they good.
Hoo boy.
But it's like $12 per pound to buy hazelnuts, Jesus, so I'm not doing Christ. That.
It's an expensive-ass nut.
I think they'd be cheaper since, you know, they're lacking all that moisture.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Also,
they fucking grow here. Yeah. All over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, most of the world gets their hazelnuts from Oregon.
That's cool.
Because there was a blight.
Hazel blight.
Hazelnut blight. And it killed most of, like, the eastern hazelnut fields. And there was one guy in Oregon who found a tree that was resistant to it.
That's cool.
And started building up
the hazel blights. Blightless nuts. Was that your number, Trace?
This is number four.
That was your number four. My number four.
Liz's French toast.
Liz is number four.
Banana chips.
That's really high.
I like banana chips.
So do I.
I like banana chips when they also add, like, seasonings to it, because spicy banana chips are actually really, really good. Mm-hmm. You know, like the sweet. But there are certain banana chips I don't like. I don't like them when they're chewy. Like, they have to be, like,
crisp.
Like, crisp banana chips. And, like,
reasonable.
Thin enough. Yeah. If they're too thick, then they're not good. I'm very picky about, like, which fine. Brands of banana chips, or if I make my own. I gotta be picky, you know?
Sure. My number three, it's chorizo.
Chorizo's really good.
Very good.
I didn't think about sausages. I didn't think about...
Chorizo's so fucking good.
Yeah, chorizo's really good.
I didn't think about any of the shit that you guys thought
of. You need the meats.
You're being uncreative. Your list is too trad.
My list... all
except for the weird shit that was on there.
Yeah.
Everything on my list can be eaten dehydrated.
That's fine.
And y'all put fucking pasta and beans on yours. Like, you want to eat this crunchy ass food like you're in the apocalypse or something.
No, I would if I had to, though. 20s.
When the liberals attack, we know where to go for pasta.
Liberals strike back. My number three is Chipotle.
Peppers.
Chipotle pepper. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like things that change names when they dehydrate.
Sure. Yeah, I like that too.
I thought about roasted, making my entire list that, but there wasn't 10 cool enough ones. So, like, I'm not gonna have fucking raisins on the list.
No, fuck raisins
or prunes. No, fuck that. No. So we got Chipotle and Chili's arrival. That's good enough. That's enough.
Sure.
Wait, is the other one your number two? Or did you already talk about that one right
there? Chili's arrival's number five.
Oh yeah.
My number three.
Mm-hmm.
Pineapple chips.
I never had that, but I would eat that. That
sounds way better than
like candied pineapple?
Yeah,
candied pineapple is amazing.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I like that you can dehydrate stuff with sugar. I forgot what that's called.
Candied?
It's not.
Yeah.
There's a word for it. It's like mastication. Mastication is
chewing. That's what you're chewing.
Yeah. Fuck, what's it called?
I'm looking at it.
Thank you.
You
like emaciation? Research. Emaciation is
when you're starving.
When you're starving.
I think it's just called candy.
It might be.
These things are like, sugar can dehydrate you. No, not me, asshole.
Fruit. I'll figure it out. Top of the next episode. You're number two? Journal Zoner?
Liz is going to be upset because it's another one that I'm not going to eat dry.
It's going to be
but
wet.
It is dried.
Sure.
It's coffee.
Yeah. You got to roast it before you can not roast it. But you can eat roasted.
You can eat roasted coffee beans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like chocolate-covered coffee beans?
Sure.
Like a freak?
Oh, they're so good. Chocolate-covered coffee beans are incredible.
I like coffee-flavored stuff. I don't like coffee.
Yeah, coffee's great. I love coffee. Coffee's my number two. It almost was my number one, but, like, my number one, it's way better, so it's hard.
My number two is black wine.
Okay. We talked about it on the seasonings list.
Yeah. It's still way up here. Still looks really good. Still sounds really good.
I should have had chocolate on my list. Like, just cocoa.
Sure. That's a reasonable thing to have. If you're going to break the rules, it's reasonable.
There are so many things you could put on this list. You're just like, let me just take... I'm going to put flour on my list.
I think it's called candied. I think it's just called candied, yeah.
I'm going to put flour on my list, John.
That's such a basic bit answer.
Yeah,
flour? Flour is...
Yeah.
Such a boring thing. Like, it's
useful. Number two?
No.
Okay, good.
I'm making fun of you.
Not successfully.
That's no, that's 10. Something you would absolutely put on your list, John. That's the kind of shit you would put on your list. I should put cocoa on my list. Put chocolate.
Yeah, chocolate.
Put beans. Mm-hmm. Put pasta.
Yeah, pasta.
Jesus. Potato chips.
Oh.
Duh.
That's cheating. Because, yeah, technically, it's dried, then, yeah. Sure, that's reasonable.
Yep.
That's reasonable.
Sometimes basic is best.
Potato chips are good. Did you give your number two? Black wine, yeah.
Oh, yeah. My number one, it's seasonings.
Jesus. Just all of them? All of
them? Yeah. Because they're all dry, dog. You want me to pick? Well, we already did a seasoning. Let's see seasoning episode. And there you go. Because I thought about just literally copying and pasting and do seasoning list to this list. Oh, they're all dry. Liz, you talked about dried garlic and onion. And
yes.
Like onion salt and garlic salt.
And the actual
No. See, and I'm just...
And you're just like
seasonings, yeah.
Seasonings.
Uh-huh. Yeah. See, seasoning list we did. We've already talked about it, so I'm not gonna go in. I'm not gonna spoil that list.
Yeah, you gotta go listen.
Yeah, go listen to that list, or you already know.
Could I have done salt?
Yeah, I think. Wait, no.
Like, what about sea salt?
Salt is found in nature, dry.
Could I have done sea salt?
Because it dissolves in water.
Yeah, I think you could do sea salt.
Sea salt's my number 11.
Because you have seawater.
Yeah, you gotta dehydrate. You gotta suck me dry. Suck me seawater dry. My number one is fucking beef jerky, bro.
It's beef jerky.
It's the easiest number one in the world.
It's beef jerky.
But no.
It's absolutely beef jerky.
Price be damned.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You would also make your own.
The best birthday gift I got this year, my mom sent me fucking Bucky's beef jerky in the mail. And it was incredible.
Beef jerky is the best.
So good. It's so good.
Seasonings?
Yeah,
seasonings.
That's our lists.
Yeah.
What are we talking about next weekend, John?
I'm so disappointed.
Why are you disappointed? That was
disappointed
a good answer. That was a good answer.
French toast. French toast is your best answer. And it's my best answer, too, because I stole it.
If we have Dorian, it's best mutants from X-Men.
That'll be fun.
If not, it's diseases.
Diseases.
Because I haven't talked to Dorian probably since the last time we did a list with him.
Also, he moved out of Allen's house, so I have no idea.
Yeah, I think I have his number. So we'll see. So it's one of those two.
We either got the courage to talk to Dorian and figure out if he wants to be on this episode, or we didn't.
Yeah.
You'll find out next time.
Find out next time
on This Now You're Wrong.
You can find us on our website.
I thought I misheard.
This is why you're wrong.net. You can find us on our email. This is why you're wrong at yahoo.com. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Oh, this is why you're wrong. One. You can tweet at me at double L's.
You can tweet at me at PHNOV. Also, I'll read your emails. All of them. Deuces. Let's get the hell out of here. Go play more PoE.